Right, put a date on verse 10. At the end of the tribulation, yes. I can tell you what it is. It's 2018 plus or minus. So it's either going to be before the end of 2018 or after the end of 2018. So between 9 and 10, how many years? 2,000 years, at least. See what's happening? We're seeing here the suffering, first advent, and then in the next point is the reign. So this is what happened with the prophets. And the Jewish people had a problem with this. If you read the ancient Jewish writings, they came up with two messiahs to try and harmonize this. There was one who was suffering, and they called him Son of Joseph. Nothing to do with Joseph, Jesus' father. Son of Joseph. And then the other one was Son of David, and they just left it there. One was going to suffer in some way, and someone was going to reign. But of course, in hindsight, we look back now, what can we see? Ah, not two messiahs, but one messiah coming twice. One Messiah coming twice, one to suffer, one to reign. And in between, there is this valley that's not revealed to the prophets yet. Now, I'm sorry, I do not agree with the amillennialists who say in verse 10 is the triumph of Jesus through his church in conquering the Roman Empire. All right? I don't believe that. No. I'm sorry, I have to apologize for that. All right, let's have a look at our notes, please. And this will now be on page... let's have a look at this. Are you all with me? Has anyone fallen asleep yet? Oh, good, okay. Now, have a look at the bottom of page 2. We're not able to do all that we have here. But there's just two things we want to say about what we call the Psalms. Right down the bottom of the page, please, the last paragraph, there are two things that we want to emphasize. This is the first, down the bottom of the page. The revelation of the servant in his sufferings is presented progressively following each of these Psalms here. Following each of these Psalms progressively. His sufferings are progressive. And they are, first we see him in humility. That's the first one. Then the second song, we see that humble worker rejected. Rejected. Then we see in the third song, this one here, we see him suffering. Then the final song, which you know as Isaiah 53, here, we see him slain, killed, buried, and risen from the dead. And risen from the dead. So that's the picture that is given to us. Progressive in the sufferings. Then, the other one I would like to point out to you is point D on page 2. And it's something that is not often acknowledged by evangelicals, but should be. And that's the literary features. How was it written? What sort of language, what sort of literature was it being written? For instance, you tell me somewhere in the Bible where we have legal things dealt with.
When the law is given.
When the law was given? Okay, yeah. Give me some references. Books of the Bible. Oh, Deuteronomy, good. Okay. The Torah is legal matters. The laws are being set up there.
tell me a book where we can sing songs from. Psalms, yes. We read the Psalms. They're already, they were written so they could be sung. And some Psalms, he says, I want this played on a flute. Or, I want this played to the tune, The Rising of the Dawn. And that's sent off to the chief musician in the temple. And so we have the music part there. And then we have wise sayings in the Bible. Where's that found? The book of Proverbs. That is the proverbial literature, yes. And then we have the prophetic literature. And that's found in the prophets. And it's all different types of literature. And then we go into the New Testament and then we start reading letters. Give me a letter, please, in the New Testament. 1 John, yes, first epistle of John. To the Ephesians and so on, yeah. And then, of course, we have the apocalyptic literature. That's literature all on its own in the Bible. Give me an apocalyptic book, please. Revelation. Daniel. Zechariah. Ezekiel. They're my books. Yeah, I own them. Yeah, I specialize in Jewish apocalypticism and Christian apocalypticism. Yeah, I'm waiting for the Lord to come, you see. So I want to know as much as I can about it so that I can be ready. So that, as Billy Graham said, all I want to hear from the Lord is when I get there is, well done, good and faithful servant. True? Yeah. Billy Graham used to say, I've got a question, the first question I've got to ask the Lord. I've got quite a few, we've got a book full, that it'll be left behind. But Billy Graham said, I want to know, and if you read his autobiography, Just As I Am, you will see this on the back cover of his book. He said, I want to ask the Lord why he chose a Kansas farm boy to reach more people for Christ than anyone else in the world. I can't understand it. How's that, eh? A Kansas farm boy, an unknown, and yet the Lord raised him up to have such an impact. He's a worldwide name. So there are different types of literature. And here in the songs we find every one of them is written differently, different style. And this is thrilling. I believe this is thrilling. It really makes the so-called dullness of the Bible come to life as we enter into it. Point three, quickly, Ron. The literary features of the servant song. The text of the songs is expressed in pictorial, conversational, autobiographical, and editorial language. Now, each of those four correspond to each of the four songs. We will see that the first one is presented to us as pictures, pictorial. The second one will be conversational. We will overhear the conversation between God the Father and God the Son. And he said, and I said, and he said, and I said, and the message comes through. Then the third one, would you like to read a testimony of Christ, of the Lord Jesus Christ, personal testimony? There, this one here, this is what we're going to do in song number three. It's autobiographical. Autobiographical. It's I, me, and my. As the revelation comes through. And then in this one, it is editorial because Isaiah says, our, we, us. Plural. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. the chastisement of his peace was upon us, and so on. We'll explain that on the last session.